Hello and welcome to The Host, The Guest and The Wardrobe. We're back. This is the reason why I came back is because I need a bit of an outlay, and I felt like during these self-isolating times this was the chance to do it. But however, it's going to be a bit different because obviously we can't bring a guest into my wardrobe, so I am doing this remotely and hoping that we can have a good conversation in these times where everyone is maybe feeling a little lonely. So have a little listen. I'm actually recording this intro in my own wardrobe, so you know, doing my bit for the show. Thanks. And this is Glenn Dolan is the guest this week, so have fun and yeah, let's go.
And we are live, and I am delighted to say that I have Glenn Dolan joining me. Are you there?
I am here. How's it going, Mr. Dan?
It's going all right, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, mate. Not too bad. Sat in the house way too much over the past, like, week and a half. But, you know, it's one of those things that you just got to do and you got to crack on with, really.
Absolutely, absolutely. Whereabouts are you in your house at the moment?
Currently sat in a bedroom that is currently going through redecoration. So there's, like, bare floorboards, there's black bags full of carpet and ladders, and yeah, it's not the nicest of places to be sat currently.
Well, there could be worse places to sit.
Yeah, I can imagine so. you know, thinking of like Fritzl's basement or an unclogged, like a clogged up toilet. You know, there's lots of worse places to be sitting than in a warm, comfortable room.
Absolutely. So tell us, this whole thing is meant to be, the idea was, I was like a lot of us are self-isolating or whatever, trying to social distance right now, and so obviously I've got this feeling that I want to get some creative output out there, and I've always liked doing my podcast. Problem is, the gimmick of the podcast has always been someone sat in my wardrobe whilst I talk to them. Can't really do that these days, so this is the next best thing. Do you have a wardrobe, Glenn?
Not currently, no.
get in your wardrobe, but
get in my wardrobe. I've got a feeling that I'd end in disaster, pal. Probably some broken bones, broken wood. I don't really think that's the wisest of ideas. Bearing in mind, like, my wardrobe actually starts about 4 feet off the ground due to like drawers attached to the bottom of it, so. Yeah, it could be a bit cumbersome, a bit clunky.
Make for a good episode, though, wouldn't it?
What, watch it, half an hour of me trying to climb into the wardrobe, eventually breaking my neck, and then just cut it off there.
It's a story.
It is a story.
But what I was thinking is, you know what this podcast is? At the end of the day, right now, we're all in our own wardrobes.
It's a good little metaphor there. We are currently in our own little bubbles or wardrobes or really whatever tight confined space you want to call it. And, you know, it's important, I think, that, you know, people are putting content out there for enjoyment and just to really give people a sense of, you know, it's not just you, everyone's going through this. So, yeah, man, I'm all on board for this.
See, I thought it was just a ridiculous statement, but you've proved my point now. And I think it's not too far to say that this podcast could unite everyone on the planet.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, pal. I mean, let's be frank. You've heard me have a discussion with people. People don't really like talking to me for more than like 10 minutes if they're not accustomed to the accent.
All right, and that's the podcast, folks. Tune in next time.
God damn it,
I don't know. I was going to pretend that I don't know you. I was going to be like, do I detect a Leeds accent there? And anyone listening to this is going to be fully aware of I'm guessing there's going to be a lot of mutual friends listening to this.
I'd imagine so, yes.
So we'll do away with that. And if you don't know who Glenn Dolan is, Google him. And he's the first person on the search, I believe.
Don't Google me. you're not going to find anything impressive with Googling me.
What's the most impressive thing you can find from Googling your name?
I've never actually Googled my name. Let's do this.
Let's do it. Why not? Anyone new? It's
terrible for the audio quality, but let's do this.
Oh, go for it. I don't care about that.
Apparently some convict. there's a few pictures of me on the image search that pops up. And there's also a memorial for Glenn Dolan, born in 1884 and died in 1967.
Oh, that's great. So, what are you doing for your self-isolating? Are you you still going to work? Are you working from home?
Still working from home. It's one of the glorious things about working in the tech industry. You know, you've got that ability to just sort of remotely connect on, do whatever needs to be done, make sure things tick over. So I'd probably say I'm in the minority where coronavirus is concerned in terms of the impact that it's going to have on me, like financially or business-wise. You know what I mean? I'm going to have plenty to keep, you know, keep me busy, especially on the weekdays, you know what I mean? And then it's just like a standard weekend then where you've got to sort of find ways of occupying yourself and your time and just, you know, making sure that you don't go stir crazy.
That's good. It's something that's a hot topic at the moment is a lot of companies are obviously now changing to working from home because of the situation, and people thinking, well, if you can do it, then why not do it? And maybe it'll make for a better, I don't know, it doesn't always, obviously there's certain companies that working from home just wouldn't be practical, but if it is practical, then there's a lot of benefits for working from home.
Oh, definitely. I mean, obviously, when you talk about the corona side of things, it's making sure that, you know, if you do contract anything, it's not getting spread. It prevents the chance of you contracting it. But also as well, the change of scenery is quite nice. Now, I'd probably describe myself as the most extroverted introvert that is like around, sort of thing, where I really like the social aspects of, you know, like a workplace environment. But it doesn't really bother me if I have to sort of like coop myself up away for however long this is going to take. So it's sort of playing, not necessarily to my strength, but it's something that I don't think is going to bother me too much. Maybe get a month or two down the line, it might be a bit of a different story. But for now, things are going well.
That's good. That's really good. Do you find yourself, like, how long have you been doing working from? About 2 weeks, wasn't it?
The company started it from not last week. It was the Friday before. So we did like a trial run for that. I was out of the office last week. So it's really the first proper day of work from home, put yourself in isolation sort of thing that I've done. It's gone pretty well so far. As I said, it's not anything that's too bad. You know, I've got all my equipment, I can do whatever I need to get done really. So yeah, it's not too bad. I mean, obviously we try to keep each other's spirits up by using like online sort of like the work social app and things like that, you know, just to share GIFs, share videos, you know, have a laugh and a joke and just try and keep morale as high as possible, you know, when you sort of all separated and not having able to have that, you know, physical contact with one another.
Yeah, that's really good. I was thinking, like, what do people try and do to try and keep busy and just keep the mind active? Do you have any hobbies that you're doing at the moment? Like, because I think one thing that has come of this, and it's still early days, of course, but people are finding new, well, not new hobbies, but yeah, it's reigniting their interests a bit more. I don't know if there's anything that you've picked up recently that you otherwise might not have.
Yeah, I gave video game streaming a go for the first time this weekend just gone, which was really quite fun. You know, I mean, it's something I've never done before, something I always wanted to give a go to, but you know what it's like, you do your full like working week and it gets to the weekend, you go out here and there and you're doing this and that, and you know, it just sort of slips by time wise. So I gave that a go. It was fun. It was obviously not very smooth being the first time and all that lot, but I suppose that's to be expected. And yeah, to be perfectly honest, I'm just trying to find like online resources for things that keep me entertained, because there's only so much TV you can watch, so many books you can read. So I have started like a Python course online previously, so I might maybe try and go back to that at some point as well, see if I can sort of box that off. Although saying that, I think it is like a 30-40 hour course, so it's not going to be a quick fix solution, but it's sort of keep me occupied over the time.
That's good. That's really cool. I really should get involved in more stuff like that, where it's like a chance to develop learning and stuff. But hey, instead I just do stuff like this.
You bring entertainment to the masses, bro. You know what I mean? That is the most important thing we need right now.
That's it.
That's it.
The five or so people who listen to this regularly.
Yeah, but just think about what impact you might be having on those five or so people. It doesn't matter if it's one person, if it's no people. You've got the content, you've made it, who knows? One of your friends might find it really inspirational, send it to a friend, like, you know what, this really perked me up, and then someone else listens to it, and it's like, yeah, you know what, I was feeling really bad, now I'm feeling good.
Two guys talking. Are the microphones? Lips get loose with their northern tones. Everybody wants to know what they will say. The host, the guest, the wardrobe is coming your way. Give me a mwapidoo. Mwapidoo. I said the host, the guest, the wardrobe is coming for you.
I've prepared for this. No one say I'm.
No, Dan, you're definitely so prepared. You sent me a full itinerary of things that I'm going to discuss and just opening up the floor and things along those lines. To be honest, I don't know. It's kind of a difficult stage to sort of find things to talk about because obviously the media and the press is just it's just so heavily focused on Corona and things like that. You know what? Piece of advice. If you're feeling down, sit 5 minutes away from work. Get on Google, get on YouTube, cute dog pictures, videos, anything like that. It'll brighten your day up. And if your boss gives you any shit, tell him Glenn Dolan told you to do it. And if he says, who the fuck's Glenn Dolan? Show him the pictures on Google that we looked at earlier. It looks like the hardest, roughest bastard you'll ever meet. And he crashed a stolen van in a police chase, and that's all your boss needs to know.
It's like that video of, what is it? Ron Pickering. Is it Ron Pickering?
Oh, Ronnie Pickering, yes.
Ronnie Pickering. Who the fuck is Ronnie Pickering? I'm Ronnie Pickering.
Who are you?
Ronnie, who are you then?
Ronnie Pickering.
Who?
Ronnie Pickering.
Who?
Ronnie Pickering.
Who the fuck's that?
Yeah, me.
Lovely. Lovely content. Lovely lovely jags. Everything we want.
Horrible impressions.
It's just what we need right now.
It really is. And to be honest, you need to be able to like, not take life too seriously. That's the main advice I'm going to pass on to everybody now. Make sure that you're checking in on people, have a laugh, watch comedy. You know what I mean? It is going to make all the difference in the world, regardless of, you know, how crap you may be feeling. I mean, obviously, if you're currently like hospitalised with corona, maybe, you know, focus on the medical care of things. But if you're sort of stuck at home, feeling kind of down, kind of low, just, you know, it's going to happen. Everyone's going to feel it. And you've got to look after your mental health at a time like this as well, Dan, which I think is something that really needs to be emphasised as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a big advocate for that. There's plenty of services out there at the moment. But the best thing to do is, like you say, just stay in contact. We're lucky enough just right now to be talking together. And it's easy enough to do. And that's just for you. That's the best method for it. And I hate to use cliches, but there's lots of people in the same situation as you right now. So that's what I would say.
Right. Exactly. It's a worldwide pandemic, mate. Everyone's going to be feeling these sorts of emotions at some point. You know what I mean? I'm sure that before long we'll see like support groups dedicated to COVID springing up here, there and everywhere. Just, you know what I mean? Show a stranger a bit of kindness. It goes a long way. It'll make you feel better, it'll make them feel better. What more can you ask for?
And thanks for tuning in to the self-helping guide. You can sign up for premium services at $5.99 and then the would go up in prices dubbed at inbound.
Well worth the price of admission, Dan.
What was that? Door closed?
Yeah, that was a door closed.
Who's that?
Spooky Scary Skeletons.
Spooky Scary Skeletons.
I wasn't actually expecting you to start singing, Dan. Jesus Christ.
Just start laughing.
Just start laughing.
Yeah, it's the easiest way to do it.
It is. I mean, the thing is, you show people you're having fun, they're going to have fun too. It's osmosis, pretty much, sort of, I think, kind of. I don't know, I haven't done science since GCSE.
All I've always said is, don't bother with it. Don't bother with science. Always said it.
Always said, don't bother with science. What do you bother with instead, Dan? What other than science?
Geography.
Geography. It's certainly help out with social distancing, mate.
If you know where you are, then you're sorted, aren't you? Right, Glenn, come on. This is getting ridiculous. Let's get back on track.
Back on track.
As if there was ever a track. What else, Glenn? This is a podcast where the host doesn't really ask questions. It's just kind of like...
it's just back and forth. Okay, well...
originally the funny, well, I say the funny side of it, but the gimmick of it was that the fact that you were in the wardrobe was just me kind of being like, well, what are you doing in my wardrobe then? Come on, explain yourself. Even though I put you there.
Well, clearly, sifting through your underwear drawer, Dom, that's what I'd be doing in your wardrobe. But let's not get off topic here. Let's go back to the serious side of conversation. Make sure that you're using technology. Technology, big, 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 for anything that you want to do nowadays, really. It's like you say, we can open up a computer, have a chit-chat, make a podcast. Great. You know, have a chat with your loved ones. Maybe call a random stranger. Actually, no, don't call a random stranger. You might get arrested for that.
Yeah, no, call a random stranger. That's what we should be doing. Everyone, just a random number in your phone. Type it in and just go, what's going on then? And then they'll be like, oh, I think you've got the wrong number. And be like, no, I haven't. I want to know what's going on. And then record it and then make a podcast out of it, eh? And then get sued. And then, and then go through all the legal things with that. Actually, don't call random strangers. Decided it's not worth it.
No, because that's how Dan ended up shoving people in a wardrobe instead.
Yeah, because what they didn't know is, as soon as they're in the wardrobe, they were in that wardrobe had no jurisdiction. So, for the entirety of the time that they were in that wardrobe, there was no laws.
The no law what?
The no law wedding door.
I was trying to say the no law wardrobe, but kind of come out was like a bit of a garbled mess. More of a Jabba the Hutt sort of sentence than anything logical. You know, that's because I'm always logical when I'm discussing things, Dan. You should know this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's one thing I've always said. It's that Glenn Dolan is logical.
And I love the fact as well that you always have to use my full name as well. Never shorten it. It's never just first name, never just last name. It's always Glenn Dolan.
It's got to be done. It's got to be done.
It makes me feel empowered, pal. And you know what? You can empower other people too. Spread the message of joy.
That's right. Today is all about spreading the message of joy.
So I just want to send out a message for some charities that you can support during this time. The first one I'd like to shout out to is Mind. Obviously, a lot of people suffer through mental illness, and this is going to be a particularly trying time. So if you go to mind.org.uk, donate wherever you can. If you can't donate, spread it around and try and get some more support for these people that need it the most.
If you're sharing information on social media during hard times like this, you know, share some nice pictures, share some activities that you're doing, you know, maybe invite people to do some social activities. The guys that I work with, we actually set up a Jackbox stream last Thursday, sometime around about then, and we just all got together, well, not all of us from work, but a group of us got together from work, sat played Jackbox for a couple of hours. You know, it's just some nice, easy fun. Everyone had a bit of a laugh, had a bit of a conversation, could see everyone's face, have a talk. You know, if you've got access to that sort of thing, just let people jump in, man. And obviously you're going to get the people that are going to try and just completely ruin it, but at the end of the day, it's a game, who cares?
Yep, and I think Netflix have got this thing which is called Netflix Party.
Yes, they have.
You can all join in, and if you all get set up ready, you can watch the same film together, which is a nice idea. Like remote, you can watch it all remotely with your friends.
Yeah, it is a nice idea. The only problem is though, like, how many times do you go to a cinema and sit there and everyone's having a chat and a laugh while watching a film? It's not exactly the most social activity that one can do. Watching a film, so I think it's kind of, yeah.
That's actually a good point. Who dictates when it gets paused and stuff? Is there a vote? Or is it the host? The host goes, oh, I'm going to pause it. Oh, it must be the host.
I imagine it must be the host.
It solved the issue.
Is it the host, the guest, or the wardrobe that pauses the video? Dan, that's the important question.
Certainly is not.
Oh, gosh. I like the fact that you just cut me off just like so deadpan. It always makes me chuckle. Always makes me chuckle.
All right, again, we're not that near to the end, but I feel like we're near to the end of the podcast.
I think we are probably getting ready to sort of wrap it up a little bit now. I mean, the thing is, it's so difficult to have context because none of us have actually really done much in the past several weeks or months, which sounds depressing as hell. You know, got family life and stuff like that. You know, people are busy. People busy jobs and then, yeah, isolation and, yeah.
Isolation. Here I am in my isolation.
Here I am in my isolation.
Oh my god. Is there a room or like a place in your house where if you had to stay, like, so I was thinking the other day, what if I really had to isolate and I had to isolate in the house? So I was like, what if I have to go in the shower and like seal myself in the shower? Would I be able to survive? How long would I be able to survive for?
This is sounding like some Altered Carbon kind of crap, is this, mate? Just like wrapped up in a shower curtain. Just like vacuum packed.
I'm thinking, which room or place in your house would you best be able to survive in?
Well, I'd probably say the living room, mate. You'd probably get your best chance there.
All right. Why? Where would you make food and stuff?
No, it was just a joke, mate. You know, when you were about surviving, living room. Yeah, it was just a bad joke, mate.
Ba-dum-tsh. Add in sound effect for a drum roll.
Do you actually know that's called a rim shot?
It's called a what?
A rim shot.
A rim shot?
Which means something completely different in a different context.
Oh, there we are. Okay, we're heading towards the end, Glenn. Come on, give us your top five best moments from the last 3 months of this year. Top five best moments.
Top five best moments. The Witcher was great. Really enjoyed that. It's a lot of fun. It's hard to say, really. Not a right lot's gone on over the past 3 months-ish, really. Just some of the things that I've worked on career-wise have been really, really good. Got to get hands-on with some really interesting technology and do some really great, quirky little things, which was always a bonus. And, yeah, really just spending time with, like, friends, family, all that sort of thing as well, which has been, you know, it's been good, man. It's been good.
That's good. That's good to hear, Glenn.
You don't sound very sure about that, Dan. Is there something you want to tell me?
No, there's nothing. No, I'm generally happy for you. Like, it's good to hear that stuff. We need more of that. And
do you think that's about time to start winding things down?
it's always good when the guest is like, do you think that's a looking at a watch? Like, do you think we ought to be here? Pulling it now. I mean,
in fairness, pal, I could probably ramble on for another 30, 40 minutes if you wanted to get additional information to cut up.
You're not even in the wardrobe, like, at the moment.
I know I'm not in the wardrobe, Dan, but these are dark times. There is no denying. Harry Potter reference.
Do you think you'd be, if you were in the wardrobe, I don't know if you've seen the wardrobe I did use.
Oh, yeah, I've seen the wardrobe.
Yeah, like, you could barely fit in there, really.
Yeah.
And people don't realise it. It's not actually like it's a walk-in wardrobe, but it's like, it's the space of about a chair width.
Jesus.
A normal chair width. How do you think you'd cope in the wardrobe if you were actually in it? Of course, you are in the metaphorical wardrobe, but if you're in the literal wardrobe, how would you cope?
In fairness, pal, I don't think I'd fit my thighs in the actual wardrobe, so I don't think it'd go very well. I'd either squeeze myself in and wouldn't be able to get out, or I wouldn't get in the first place and would be in the same predicament that we are now. So, you know, wishful thinking and all that. I'd like to be in there. Probably a little claustrophobic. Not a big fan of the dark, but yeah, it'd be fun.
That's all right. I did put lights in there. I put little lights you could touch to turn it on. So you don't need to worry about the dark. Although I think it was Steph Cobley who might be listening to this, and if you are, well done. Keep listening.
Well done.
Well done. Well done for clicking.
Round of applause. Dan, insert a round of applause here. All right, not too much. Jesus Christ, you'll start giving her an ego.
Well done. And I think she didn't. Excuse me if I'm getting this wrong, but I think she didn't realised there were lights in there, so she sat in the wardrobe in complete darkness for at least half an hour. Was being talked to by me. Probably
Jesus.
Crazy. Yeah.
You know, why not do it something entertaining, mate, like in like a sunbed? You know what I mean? The host that gets in the sunbed. At least people could get a bit of a tan while they're having a bit of a chat with you.
Now, there is an idea. When this all blows over, and let's hope it's soon, because I'm going to bring this back, but it's going to be in a different, weird location every time. So sunbed, and I guess it can't be too long, because, you know,
yeah,
itself. What else could we do?
Kids paddling pool, ball pool, something like that.
Paddling pool. All right, Glenn. Hang on.
Well, I just think it'd be kind of entertaining just to hear the water sloshing around as they just sat there. Hopefully in like the, you know, the British winter when it's just absolutely freezing your tits off cold outside.
So we've got a kids paddling pool, a ball pit. Why are these all linked? A bit weird.
Boot of a car.
Boot of a car, sure, why not? Maybe like one way you have to go on like a zip line. So
that must be a big long zip line. It's a very short line.
Yeah, or a short one. What are your thoughts whilst you're zipping down? Ah! Well, it wasn't that bad, really.
Fair enough. What about a Christmas special to shove someone up a chimney?
Yeah, why not?
Why not, indeed? I love the fact that we're just talking about manhandling all of your guests.
I think we exhausted the list of places where we could do the podcast. Anything? Any last final words, Glenn?
Just look after each other out there. Stay safe. Don't spread the disease. And if you want any one-on-one support, it's glendolan.onlyfans.com.
Is that a thing?
No, it's not. It's not an actual thing, Dan. It's a joke. I'm not making an OnlyFans account, Dan. Because that would be the first thing that pops up when you then Google it, probably, knowing my luck. And then that's all I'll be known for.
All right, well, everyone Google that and start a fundraiser to get this site up and running.
Fundraiser?
A fundraiser. Get a fundraiser, guy.
Dan Brown from Birmingham over here, Jesus.
Oh, God, save us all.
Brummy Brown.
Save us all from this nightmare. And I hope you enjoyed listening to the podcast, though, you know, who knows what it was. Finding a way of editing this into something, I guess. It's been fun. It's been fun. Right, let's try and salvage it. It's been fun, Glenn. It's been great. I can only echo your words and say just, you know, wash your hands, sanitize, social distance. That's the top three words of wisdom.
Yeah, and if you're using your dick, put it in a bottle of Dettol before you start.
And with that, it's a goodbye from the host, the guest, and the wardrobe. See you next time.